Remember that phrase, finders keepers, losers weepers? That definitely does not fit this man. When you hear his story, you may come away thinking he has to be one of the most honest men on the planet, a man on a mission to turn a bad day into a very good one. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Thousands of people come to the beaches on Maui. Occasionally, some lose wedding rings while swimming. When they do, there's a good chance Dave Sheldon is called to use his metal detector to see if he can find those rings at varying depths of sand and water.
Men's rings, probably maximum 16 inches. On a lady's ring, probably about 10 inches. So it's very crucial to be there as soon as possible.
Dave has a small charge for coming to the beach to use his detector. Of course, he finds a lot of items, ones he's not even searching for. And that leads people to ask, just how much money can a treasure hunter like Dave make when he locates valuable items that he's not commissioned to find?
Honestly, I've kept everything with inscriptions or anything that looks custom, anything with stones, anything I've ever found in 20 years, I have all of it.
That's right. If the item has value, he never sells or pawns it. He keeps it in an effort to reunite it with the owner. Customers sometimes give him a reward, but it's not required.
I let people give me what they want or what they can give me. Some of the items are worth way more at the pawn shop than what they're giving me, but I feel like I get rewarded in the end because I get to live here and do what I do. That's why I ask people to just help me help other people.
And if you ask Dave what is the most valuable item he's ever found, well, he has a good answer for that too.
I usually say happiness because it warms their heart and it's so unexpected. It's the honest truth. I love doing what I do.
And if you have lost something on the island of Maui, well, now you know there's an honest man to contact who may just have that ring in his 20-plus years of searching. Traveling the countryside on the island of Maui, Hawaii, I'm Andrew McCrae.